we come together to train our minds, to train in the Dhamma in this retreat period, at this time, this year, having traveled to Waimapcha on the 11th, or joining in online, today being the morning of the 12th of July of the Buddhist era, 2569 or 2026. So we come to study the Dhamma, to train the mind in this quality of samadhi. We can say the firm establishment of mind, or stability of mind. And this firm establishment of mind, or stability of mind, why is it useful? Why is it valuable? So we can see that in our normal daily lives, since we've been born, have we had samadhi? Well, yes, we have had samadhi, enough to study various topics, various subjects, enough samadhi to do our work, to do our duties. We have probably heard about a problem that some people have of short attention span, or short samadhi, as it's called in Thai. So short attention span, with that, it becomes difficult to study various subjects. It's difficult to do various work in the world. And it's the same with Dhamma practice. If we have a short attention span, then it becomes more difficult in our Dhamma practice. With this short attention span or short samadhi, our mind's not firm, it's not stable. And we can ask again, why is this? So we take a look at the situation or the state of the world today. Things happen quickly. We have computers, different machines, various work that happens in the world. It goes more quickly. Our thoughts go more quickly. Things happen more quickly. So it becomes more difficult to make the mind firm and stable. We see that as the world develops, then degradation develops too. And degradation increases. But whatever the case is, if we have this firm intent, we have faith, we have inspiration, we have belief in the Buddha, we see that the Buddha taught that the Dhamma is timeless, doesn't belong to any particular era. So Lumpu Cha taught to give, as well, to give rise to this clear understanding that if we practice the Dhamma in this life, that we are able to know the Dhamma, to see the Dhamma, just the same as in the time of the Buddha. We see in this present age of Kuba Jans, great masters like Lumpu Man, Venerable Ajahn Mun, had a great many disciples, over 100 disciples who all realized arahantship, a great number. And the number of disciples that reached the state of stream enter, Sotapanna, is also a lot. So at this present day and age, at this time, we are able to do this as well, if we are intent. So we have this faith already. So we have striving, have effort, perseverance. So this really depends on our effort. Is our effort correct? Is it right effort? So if our effort is correct, if it's right effort, we see this quality of mindfulness, recollection, we have that, sampajanya, clear awareness, have that. And with that, then the mind becomes peaceful in samadhi. The mind gathers together, becomes collected and firm. Then we contemplate to see. And we practice as if the Buddha himself was sitting right in front of us. So we have this firm intent, we have this respect towards the Buddha, and we have this attitude when we're listening to the Dhamma as well. Because we see that the Buddha taught that when one sees the Dhamma, one sees the Tathagata, one sees the Buddha. So we study the Dhamma, we learn the Dhamma, we study, and then we're able to see the Buddha. So we do this with this quality of firmly applying ourselves, of having firm intent in our minds. So we practice it as if we're the only person sitting here in this meditation hall. We have restraint over the mind. So we see that in the beginning we teach that that which proliferates the mind makes the mind proliferate. It proliferates about liking and attraction towards visual forms, sounds, taste, smell, touch, and so on. Or the mind proliferates about things that it dislikes, feels angry about, aversive towards, displeased with. And so the mind is busy and distracted with various things, thinking about the past, or feeling annoyed and agitated, feeling doubtful. So in this way, there's these five qualities that stop the mind from meeting with goodness, from meeting with merit. The five hindrances, the five niwarana. So we practice in order to put these five things down. So from today until the 19th of July, so we put down all of our work, all of our duties, things related to family, things related to our job. We're not interested in them anymore, but what we're interested in is training the mind to have samadhi, to have this firm peacefulness and stability, to have mindfulness in the present. So in the beginning, we know the breath. The breath goes in, we can feel the breath at the end of the nose. We can recite bhut, and with the out-breath, do. Breathing in, bhut, breathing out, do. And we can feel the breath at the end of the nose. Feel that feeling of coolness of the air passing by. Breathing in, we feel the breath. Breathing out, we feel the breath. And we can apply some oil to the nose or upper lip to feel it more clearly. And we don't control the breath. We don't control it, we just know it naturally. And then the breath is easeful and relaxed. If we have the intention to control the breath, to make it shorter or longer, the mind can become agitated, the mind's troubled, it's not peaceful. So we just let it be normal and natural. So we do it this way. And sometimes we don't feel peaceful, we still feel agitated and chaotic. So we try another method with the breathing in, count one, breathing out one. So we count as pairs. Breathing in two, breathing out two. Breathing in three, breathing out three. And four, breathing in five, breathing out five. So we start to have this quality of ease and relaxation arise. Breathing in one, breathing out one. And then we increase it up to breathing in six, breathing out six. So as we do this, we increase it to 10. And in this way, the mind isn't going anywhere else. The mind is staying with the counting. So we have effort in this way. And in the end, we feel this quality of peacefulness. The mind gathers together. When this happens, we don't want to count anymore. So we can just know the in and out breath only. We're breathing in bhut, breathing out do. Breathing in, breathing out. Just knowing like this. In the end, the breath becomes more subtle, more refined. So we're not feeling the breath anymore. We don't feel it or perceive it. So never mind about that. Just let the mind be peaceful. When this happens, the body can feel very light, very at ease. So we're sitting, and it's like we don't have legs, the legs disappear, the hands disappear. So just know that the mind is becoming peaceful, the body feels light, can feel like we don't have a body at all. So right now it feels like we have a body, but as the mind becomes more peaceful, gathers together, then we're no longer aware of the body, or the body feels very light, very at ease, like it's floating. And the body's not actually floating, but the mind feels like it's floating. So So the mind feels like the body's floating, feels very at ease. Rapture can arise, tears can flow from the eyes. The body feels very large. And so don't be surprised about that. Don't worry about that. If you open your eyes, then the samadhi will dissipate. So just know it. Samadhi has arisen. So don't think about anything. Don't think about anything else. The mind's not thinking about sensual objects like sight, sounds, taste, smell, touch, mind objects. The mind's not thinking about all the various things. The mind's peaceful. So we see that the world is chaotic and troubled in many various ways. Sometimes we have liking and attraction for the various things in the world. Sometimes we have stress about the things in the world, about the economy and so on. So just don't think about that, because this is the time to rest the mind. This is a home for the mind, a place for the mind to get rest. So we rest the mind in samadhi, in this quality of stable peace. So like this, the mind, if the mind starts thinking about anything external, then you teach the mind right there that you don't want that anymore. It's something uncertain. It's something impermanent, unstable. In training like this, then the samadhi can become more firmly established. We have these qualities of application of mind, sustained attention of mind with the breath, vitakka vichara. In this way, rapture can arise. We feel fullness, we feel happiness, we feel bliss. And so when we do this, then we see the value of training in samadhi. This rapture and happiness arise in our own minds. So we don't need to go seeking out pleasure externally, because we have this pleasure of samadhi arising right here, this pleasure of the firm establishment of mind. So we train like this every day, every morning, every afternoon, every evening, before going to sleep as well. And so we sit, putting the right leg on top of the left, or the left leg on top of the right, the right hand on top of the left, or the left hand on top of the right. And we sit upright and straight, and we establish mindfulness in the present moment. So we close our eyes just right, not forcing them closed, but just closing them just right. So we practice like this, we train like this. And having trained like this, sometimes we may feel, oh, I'm still not peaceful. So if that's the case, then you can do another method. So with the in-breath, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With the out-breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or with the in-breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. With the out-breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So breathing in, breathing out. So in this way, you count, and then it stops on its own without having the intention for it to stop. But as the mind gets peaceful, the mind doesn't want to count anymore. So the mind gathers in samadhi. So whatever the method, our objective is to have only a single object of attention in the mind. You don't need to doubt about all the various methods, because all these methods, they're all for the sake of a peaceful mind. They're all for the sake of samadhi. Because if the mind lacks peacefulness, then there's no wisdom. The mind's not able to see and understand the Dhamma. We see on the level of perception and memory. We have the teaching that the body is composed of these four natural elements, composed of earth, air, fire, and water. But we just see it just as a perception, just as a memory. This alone is not able to destroy the defilements, destroy the kilesas in the mind. We see a visual form and the defilements arise right there. Greed arises, aversion arises, delusion arises. So what should we then do? Well, we train in samadhi and we contemplate all the time. So in these four postures of sitting, standing, walking, lying down, stepping with the left foot, boot, stepping with the right foot, do. So we have mindfulness in the present, not thinking about anything else. So may you be confident in this method. This brings the mind to peace and collectedness to give rise to understanding. And if the mind is thinking a lot, then we can repeat Bhutto very quickly. If the mind is thinking really a lot, then we repeat Bhutto very, very fast. Bhutto, 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 Bhutto. So in this way, the mind is with the meditation word, whether sitting, standing, walking, or lying down. We practice to keep the mind with the meditation object, with the meditation word. And when we exit from these formal meditation postures, doing various work, we keep Bhutto in the mind at those times as well. So we keep the meditation word Bhutto while we're sweeping, while we're cleaning various things, while we're driving, and being mindfulness with the mind. So we repeat this meditation word Bhutto a lot. So we repeat Bhutto a lot, and this is a great deal of merit. So we have the merit from giving, from generosity, from giving alms, the merit from virtue, from sila, like we've chanted to undertake the five precepts or the eight precepts. This is a great deal of merit. We pay respect and bow to the Buddha. This is a lot of merit as well. But we see the Buddha taught that this merit of mental cultivation, of bhavana, it's a great deal of merit. Making the mind peaceful in samadhi is a great deal of merit. When we make the mind peaceful in samadhi, we feel this fullness of heart. We start to see the fruits of the practice. The mind gains strength and energy. Faith arises and increases. We have effort already. The mind's firmly established. Wisdom can arise. But we need to practice. As if the mind just has thinking about this and that, then the mind's agitated, it's not peaceful, lacks effort. So therefore we need to have a lot of patient endurance to begin with, have a lot of patient endurance, kanti in the beginning. So it's not that we just sit down and straight away we feel peaceful in samadhi. It's not like this. I remember coming to sit meditation wanting this kind of stable meditation object, this kind of stable nimitta, like the preparatory nimitta, the stable nimitta, wanting to get things like that. But it's not that you sit down and get it just like that. It's not so easy. It's like a child that wants to grow up, but it takes time. Or finishing school, something that takes time. It's the same with the meditation object. One needs to have patient endurance. So may you all set your hearts on this practice of bhavana, mental cultivation. So this is an abbreviated instruction for the cultivation of samadhi. That should be enough for today. So may you all endeavor to put forth effort in this practice during this retreat time. So may you all set your hearts on this.